Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's Stranger Things Day. Volume 2 of Season 4 hits Netflix.
It's two episodes, isn't it?
It's two episodes. I think it's like 5.5 hours of watching.
Boy.
It's insane. I think it works out to 4:30 p.m. SA time.
Okay, not bad.
I'm doing my time maths right. So
you could sneak in a Stranger Things because you're worried about having to go see Jurassic World tonight. Then we're seeing some Friends tomorrow night and it's a lot competing with each other, right?
The problem is I'm also seeing Friends after work. So it's one thing into the next. So it's going to be a bit tight. And I want to give it the glory it deserves.
But you also have to beat spoilers.
Yeah, true.
Tricky. Okay.
What I think we might be able to do to solve this, though, is maybe you, as an unbiased third party, can just tell me how it ends.
Really an oblivious third party. I've seen, I think, the season 3 premiere.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched maybe half of that episode.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at. That's my entire Stranger Things history.
Wow.
But I share an office with you guys. I live in the real world. I know there's an upside down and a van flipped over and they rode some bikes.
Yeah, look, great. You've pretty much covered everything. I like that you just winked at me then, like, just I'm a pro, I know what I'm talking about. That's great. I've got some questions for you. Maybe you can help out. First and most importantly, because this will determine if I ever watch Stranger Things again, will someone die, a character? And if so, who is it going to be?
Answer to the first question, absolutely. Oh, I would not even be surprised if it's the first scene. You've written down a number of characters from the show. I like Eddie Munson because his name sounds like Eddie Munster, but I want to protect him.
Okay, thank God.
I want Eddie Munster to survive. I'm thinking Jonathan Byers because, honestly, I'm falling asleep just reading that name.
You know what? I wouldn't miss him. Wouldn't miss him if he was gone, to be honest.
I've Googled him too. Yeah, looks lame. He looks too old for the role.
Yeah, he's kind of gone a bit downhill this season. He's dating Nancy as well. So, yeah, we'll get rid of him. That's fine.
Scratched.
Okay, not so mad about that. What will the characters have to do, though, to beat the big bad this season?
Now, this is the that sort of goblin.
Yeah.
He's got no eyes.
He looks like
Starfish face.
No, so you're thinking, no, not that person. So the big bad this season more looks like a White Walker from Game of Thrones.
I think I might be thinking of the same guy.
Oh, maybe. There you go. Yep, so that's the guy they're fighting. Vecna is his name.
How are we going to defeat him? Look, I think enough doom and gloom this season especially sounds very dark. You've found it a bit too scary.
Mm-hmm.
Why not an ice cream eating contest?
Interesting.
Just challenge him. It's a simple, if I win this, you have to leave town forever.
Look, there is a bit of a theme of joy in Stranger Things this season of, like, that's what ties you back to the real world when, you know, stuff's going down.
Hold it.
Ice cream's pretty good. One more for you. It'll be the last one. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't watched this far yet. There are kind of separate groups scattered across the planet at the moment. Like, the characters aren't all in the same place
at the moment.
So,
there's the stuff in Hawkins, Hooper's in Russia.
Yep.
And the third one, maybe some people are in the Upside Down.
Yeah, they're, like, driving around and stuff as well, the country as well. So, are they going to get back together as a group? How are they going to do that?
They will. And I'm thinking it's the 80s, right? We're obsessed with the 80s. Everything's got to be a throwback or a bit of nostalgia.
Okay.
Why not a telethon?
Oh.
The globe comes together. There are some sort of middling entertainment acts. All the stars come together, do a bit of tap dancing.
Amazing.
And we raise the funds.
Great. Look, I love that. I do feel that I could miss Stranger Things tonight. That's fine. Thank you. And sorry if that was a spoiler for anyone. If there is a telethon, our bad.
Whatever. I call it how it is.
That's it.